This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Hello and welcome to another exciting edition. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we're
Ruskin and Sack here on ESPN Arkansas.
Come early, get your seat.
Hit that light.com.
Yeah,
well, you don't want to be left out. You know, we can never be sold out.
Why is
of
that?
Listeners. Well, anyone could turn the radio on. There's no limit.
True.
There's no limit. Everyone could turn them all at once, and it would still work, I think. Isn't that how that works? Has that ever been tested? If everybody listened to the same thing at the same time. We got, like, what, 2 million people in Arkansas? 3 million?
3, 4. I don't know. I don't know what the number is now. I know it was 3. We'd crossed the 3 threshold during the last census.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Really? 3.046.
Yeah, that would make sense, right?
So we've got a hair over 3 million. Let's focus on the 0.04.
Yeah, the point.
Six.
Let's point on the 0.006.
That's right.
Hey, before we even begin, I want to congratulate some of you. You know, we do a lot with a lot of our local businesses, and we never really say thank you. You know, I was talking to Matt Mock earlier. Thank you guys for getting arrested. You are keeping them literally in business, so much so that they are willing to open another Mock Legal Center. To I guess, you know, help some of your cousins, he said that that they took out a bunch of cases from us, from our people, yeah,
getting in trouble,
yeah.
DQ,
what
a
surprise. How do you feel about that?
That's great for them.
Thank you, DQ.
All right,
another tremendous piece of analysis from DQ.
Good for business.
In a Vanderbilt sweatshirt today.
Yeah. What's with
Alabama.
What's with the Vandy?
Oh, there's no real reason.
Okay.
It was clean?
I just put it on.
Okay.
Community closet?
No. Well, this one has been worn by a few people.
Like recently?
But it is mine.
Okay.
Well, there you go. That one says just doing our part. There's a text
thank
here.
Thank you,
guys. TA in Las Vegas on the McLarty Union Hotline referring to it as Felonious Friday.
Okay. Sure.
That's pretty good.
I got a thank you call from one of our sponsors today.
Yeah.
So thanks, guys.
Thank you for committing crimes. We are grateful.
They are grateful. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's a Friday free-for-all here on Ruskin and Zach. So whatever you want to get into, we are prepared. 866-285-4255. 0-0-5. Well, we're not prepared, but, you know.
No, there's no preparation done.
We'll figure something out.
Right.
You know what I mean? We'll figure something out.
DQ, are you in a bad mood? Texters are texting in wondering if you're in a bad mood today.
No.
She had a good night last night. We had a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
Got to hang out with the Globies?
Yeah, they have a mascot named Globie.
Really? Is it a globe?
Hang on.
It is.
So it is. So when I said you got to hang out with the Globies, I kind of knew what I was talking about, right?
Yeah.
It's totally by accident.
Globie and Big G.
Big G.
Big G.
Okay.
It's the inflatable Globie.
She did not know who Curly Neal was.
Yeah.
Or Meadowlark Lemon, but she will be watching these.
Those guys have been dead for 50 years.
They live on in the Scooby-Doo cartoons and the Gilligan's Island reruns.
Hey, there is Globie. Yeah. I'm looking at him right now. And Big G. Now, do these mascots do any tricks or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Or they just walk around
messing
with people?
Well, Globy didn't really do anything, but Big G really did.
What did he do?
He, you know, did the inflatable mascot bounce on your head thing.
Mm. I love that trick.
It's great. I'm thinking maybe they only had one person to do the mascots because you never saw Globy and Big G.
Oh, you never see them in the same place at the same time.
Budget cuts.
Yeah, you know,
so maybe they only had one guy available.
Budget cuts.
DQ, Abner would like to know if you've lost the game yet.
This does not count.
Doesn't count when it's brought up by a texter.
Hogballer is complaining. We did not do roster on the ones. Hang on.
All righty. Let's check on the roster.
Yeah, Randy, it's just me still. Can I go home this weekend? There ain't going to be anybody here this weekend either.
No, you're required to attend the red-white game.
I'll hang up and listen.
You are retired. You're required as a good fan, a loyal fan.
Mongo had a good question. Game. Does the Mock Legal Center offer a discount to the Merry Band of Idiots? It's on your third felony. You get a discount.
You mentioned the promo code Joe Bottomassa sucks. No, I don't know about all that stuff. Yeah. There it is. Let's see here. A lot of musical stuff going on here.
Well, here we go. This is nice. Brian and Gravit has texted. The next time you mention cards, can you give me my guy, Matt Lee, a shout out? Got me a great deal on a dumpster and a porta potty.
Oh, man.
All right. There you go.
Way to go.
Well done, Matt Lee.
I would also like to, I met a listener in the wild today.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Thomas.
Look, yes! Thank
you. Good job.
Woo! Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you make eye contact?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Shook his hand. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Is that right? So there you go.
What did he say?
Do you remember anything you talked about?
He said, "Are you Derek?" And I'm like, "Yes." And he's like, I listen to you guys' show. I'm like, "Oh, thank you. What's your name, man?" He's Thomas from Tawnytown.
All right. Thomas from Tawnytown.
Thank you. There
DQ loves Tawnytown.
That's right.
Don't you?
Yep.
Here's
great
a text around the 479. How much do I need to donate to hear DQ say something hateful about Brian from Ozark? Let's get Felonious Friday off to a start.
I don't like people who use slurs, so I don't like him.
Okay.
He uses a lot of slurs.
Yeah, a lot of slurs. He does. He runs the gamut.
Yeah. He offends all. Now, yes. In his own way, though, he offends, like, across all, like, lines.
All platforms.
Like,
he uses all of them. Don't worry.
Yeah. Gender, racial, doesn't matter. He uses them all.
In military terms, he's spraying and praying.
He's
he is. Yes. He covers everybody.
He covers the full gamut of offensive words. I don't have it.
Okay.
So you must have it.
Do I have it? That's very funny. Oh, yeah. No, that's not it. Yeah, I do. Hey,
there
by the
is.
Way, this hour of the Ruskin and Zach Show is Brian and Ozark free, brought to you by Cards. If you're looking for a company to dispose of your waste responsibly, Cards Recycling is your best option in Arkansas. No job, too big or too small, Cards does it all. 877-59-CARDS. Cards Recycling is the official residential and recycling company of the Ruskin and Zach Show. They'll take your trash just like Brian.
That's, I don't
you know
like
what?
That last part.
You know
what?
He's hit bingo on all of the slurs, and I'm done with him.
He's harmless.
He's useless.
He is an equal opportunity offender. That's what someone said here.
Do you want me to check in with Chuck and see if he's studied? We can ask him some questions about the red-white game tomorrow. Because he said he'd be ready.
I really don't care about the red-white game tomorrow. Because it's a football practice, and I don't care.
They're going to have food, and maybe the inflatables will be there.
It's a wonderful time for people who don't get to go to the stadium to get in for free. For a day. That's the extent of it. As far as anything valuable on the football side, not much for us to consume.
Ooh,
there.
I don't know about I don't know about that. Well,
not much for us to consume there.
Talen Green's first opportunity to, you know, with out in the wild playing football where, you know, it's a game situation. You get to see what the quarterbacks look
do
like.
Do it against Oklahoma State.
Do it against UAPB, which, by the way, DQ, good news. The UAPB game has been moved.
Yeah, to Thursday.
Thursday.
Why? Right.
Now, Derek was doing the math on
ESPNU.
This. Yeah, Derek was doing the math on this. We're out at 3:30 that
day. Now they're going to change that, and we're going to have to stay here until, you know, tarnation.
There's no way around it. We are out at 3:30, no matter what.
They will cut off the Razorback pregame and do more of us, just so we don't get to go home. Or we'll go on at noon and then until 3:30.
Yeah. No, that's very, very possible.
That may happen.
Yeah, actually, what we'd probably do is the way it would go here is we'd do 9 to 11, then halftime, then go back
on. Yeah, we go back on. Yeah,
that would seem right.
Well, it's opening day. You got to blow out the coverage. You know, if we, you got to do 14 straight hours on a game against an FCS opponent. I've said that for years. So that's definitely what may be happening.
Ah, yes. Somebody, BE, wants to know if they'll be passing around the plate at the game tomorrow. I assume so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that they will hand everybody a little QR code where you can, you know, they make it nice and convenient for you.
Yeah, they can.
Also, I'm out on Cal.
Oh, you are?
I'm completely out.
Okay.
In 24 hours, he has managed to...
That didn't take long.
No, I'm completely out. He's fraud. You know, I watched the video of him trying to do the hog call, and they're showing him wrong, and they're setting him up to fail.
I see. You don't like...
Totally out. He's not going to win a game here. Not doing the hog call like that.
All right.
No, sir.
That didn't take long.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I owe it all to Deborah, a YouTube commenter, who said we are negative. I think what is happening here is there are a lot of people who confuse snark for negativity. We're not negative, but we are very snarky.
Very.
Very, very snarky. And I think the two things get confused, you know? And so I think that's where the disconnect lies there. We're not negative. We're just snarky.
DQ,
that's all it is.
Can we now add to the list that you know pregnant women?
He knows the people.
Yep.
No, I think that was a one-time thing.
Okay, you got lucky.
I got lucky.
All right.
The whole broke clock and all that stuff.
Craig and Elkins obviously working through some things. Trust me, if a woman is pregnant, especially if it's her first one, you will hear all about it and then some. You will not have to ask.
Wow. Okay.
Craig, if there's something that you would like to talk to after hours, I will give you our private line and we can work through some
stuff. Get up, Craig.
Ah, vegans. Also, happy to tell you all about, here we go.
That's John Witherspoon from Friday, by the way. That's my impression there. Get up, Craig. After that guy hits him in the face with a brick or whatever happens there.
Disc golfers also willing to tell you all about their and we're getting towards that time of the year when everybody's out and we start bumping into each other.
Big weekend, I think, for disc golf. It's going to be sunny all weekend. Yeah.
But we're all out again.
We're all out again.
I started running the lake again, and I'm seeing people for the first time in 6 months. And you can see that we've all put on the winter fluff and are trying to work it back off.
Yeah, the same day pickleball reservations are done for.
You have to reserve?
The place that we go, yeah.
Oh,
it's not.
Us.
No.
Excuse us.
No.
Oh.
Let me say.
Is that under a bubble?
It's free. No.
It's free.
But it's completely free. Uh-huh. It's completely free. You just have to reserve spots. And you pay nothing.
It's called the country club that your dad plays.
No. It's called, I had to submit a Walmart receipt, and it's through Walmart for some reason.
Uh-huh.
It's free.
Let me correct myself here. Craig hit Debo with the brick, not the other way around. And then Smokey said, you got knocked the bleep out.
Okay.
And that's how that scene went.
It's
a poignant scene.
It's semantics at this point.
It's a poignant scene. Terrific movie. Let's see here. Adver thinks we should just start a new segment about this.
A recurring bit. Bad idea. Terrible idea. Oh my gosh.
There it is. All right. Well, let's move on. Let's move back to Cal learning about how negative we are for recruiting and how that's going to hamper him and his efforts.
I did find it funny that the first thing that Propaganda Plus put out today was pictures of him doing the hog call, because clearly there was some blowback from him not doing it.
Again, they do a lot of stuff.
They have rabbit ears.
They respond to us. And we were asking about this yesterday. I said there's a silent society of men who stand but do not call the hogs at Razorback games, and we all appreciate having Cal in our in our presence now.
And, well, they put up a video of him.
They had to dispute this.
Well, they put the video up, and they were showing how to do it incorrectly. And there's a point where he's asking about the fingers.
Oh yeah.
And here's the thing that I don't understand is in the video, there's Chuck with doing jazz fingers.
On stage.
Supervision, he's doing the jazz fingers.
He's doing it correctly.
He gets out on the stage and he starts freestyling.
Going rogue, yeah.
Hunter, I don't know if he'd had a few shots before he went up there, but he's doing one hand still, the other one.
I tend to bet he had.
I'm just saying. I mean, I can't even do that. I'm trying to do it and I can't do it. Like, my other hand's still moving. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. And this bothered you?
It was a little upsetting to me. I felt like, you know what? He stood up for what he believed in. You know what? I'm going to go talk to these guys. You guys have fun. I'm going to go. And he succumbed to peer pressure.
Right. Yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, man.
A great question from my day drinking out of the 501. Will the snake have time to reschedule his pickleball court time with this year's Little Rock game?
Remember, call him today.
Remember last year he got upset because they moved the game and it upset his pickleball time.
Can we call it? He needs to call War Memorial today and get that all squared away.
Complaining. Oh,
give me the thing there, would you? That's right.
I need to reserve a pickleball court for Friday, not Thursday. At the end of August. I don't want Thursday. There's going to be people everywhere. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Thank you, Snake.
Now, they've moved the game to Thursday, so I would like the folks at War Memorial to look right here. You have 20 weeks to get water to that place.
Start buying it now.
20 weeks.
It won't expire.
Send one of your lackeys down to Sam's and get enough water, please. 20 weeks to get the water, 2-0 to get water. And if you could, maybe have some non-expired soft drinks. Just think it out loud.
The thoughts of Zach Arns do not reflect those of this radio station or its subsidiaries.
You have 20 weeks to get this figured out.
You buy a little every weekend.
Right.
It's not going to expire by August. You'll be fine.
Look, you can budget it. You don't have to buy it all at once. But, maybe if you start looking at the forecast a couple of weeks out, if it's going to be really warm, maybe you stock up a little bit more, a little extra.
Yeah.
And keep the employees from selling bootleg water for $20 a bottle.
Oh, yeah, they went rogue.
Yeah, yeah, they started, right. They were stealing from it.
You know how much a bottle of water is at the Masters?
I'm afraid to ask.
$2.
Really?
$2.
Wow.
The most expensive,
the prices don't change.
The most expensive thing on the menu is like a chicken salad sandwich for $3.
You could feed a family of four in there.
Pimento cheese sandwich, $1.50.
Now, never mind.
But the pro shop is thousands. Yeah, people spend thousands of dollars.
People will spend thousands of dollars, and then they will have it shipped from the golf course to their house so they don't have to lug the stuff around all day.
From my understanding about the pro shop, if you win the Masters lottery, you basically ask everyone you know.
That's correct.
Do you want something from the Masters?
Yep. Yes.
And then you just get everyone to pay you back?
Yes, that's right.
So you spend like $4,000?
Yes,
excuse me. Right. If I go to the Masters, I am buying nothing for any of you because I know none of you will pay me back.
At one point, they were selling some of the gear online, but for the longest time, and maybe still, the only place to get the gear is there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get it anywhere else. Now, you can get it off eBay. Someone bought it already and, you know, sneezed all over the sleeve of a pullover. You can get
food.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Now, the tickets will cost you $8,000. The pro shop
on the secondary market.
I mean, the
if you win the lottery, they're like $75 or something.
That's
like
not
that.
Bad.
I know. Yeah,
that's not bad at all.
But you got to win the lottery,
right?
And they know who I am, so I'm never winning the lottery again. They're like, him? No. Next, my only lottery win. Like I told you yesterday, I used it on Masters tickets 12 years ago.
Well, you turned it down, and you won't get back on that list.
No, I'm not going on there. Can we talk about the Golden Bachelor?
Yes, I think we need to.
We mentioned sports earlier, right? We fulfilled our obligation here. Man, I don't know what to believe in anymore. A old man and a lady who got married on a television show, they made it 3 months, and now they're getting a divorce.
Well, according to the article,
what do I believe in?
According to the article I just read on page 6, they got divorced right after the show.
Now,
like, this right
should,
after the
now
show.
This should cancel... This should be, you know, people want to tie performance to NIL. They should have to stick it out for a year to get all their ABC money.
You think so?
You cancel it right after, ABC should cancel the check.
But the show's over at that point.
But still.
You still have to do things for the show.
Oh, you have to promote afterwards?
They were on Celebrity Family Feud and all of this stuff. And that episode hasn't even aired, I don't think.
So you're saying.
It can air now. It's a lost episode.
Yeah. So you're suggesting that they have to, like, live in matrimonial harmony. There's an oxymoron. For the year after the show.
Yeah, and then like you hold their money in a trust or something.
Okay.
An escrow. And then when they hit the year mark, they get the money. Then they can go get the quickie divorce in Nevada or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I don't believe in love anymore if the Golden Bachelor can't get married on television and stick it
out. I mean, if a TV wedding can't last, then what hope?
What can't?
Right. What do we have to believe in here, honestly?
I mean, seriously. Carol Brady got married on TV. That is endured. Nobody knows.
Carol Brady.
What's wrong with Florence Henderson? She was hot back in the day. Oh, tell me I'm wrong. Okay, thank
man.
You. All right.
I have no thoughts
of course
objectifying
don't.
Florence Henderson here on Ruskin and Zach.
She's heading back home again in Indiana.
She's dead. Did you know that, right?
Way back in the day. 15, 20 years ago, she was singing back home again in Indiana. I was moved.
You were deeply moved.
I was deeply moved. It's one of my favorite songs, Back Home Again in Indiana.
And yet you never lived in Indiana.
Have not.
In all your travels.
No. In all my, I treat any state, if you have a story from a particular state, then I feel like you visited there.
Yeah.
I've been handcuffed in that state.
Well that's certain.
It was by the cops.
Uber Dan tells us.
What? It was the Notre Dame Police Department. Those zip tie deals.
Uber Dan tells us on the McClartydino hotline, he's an Uber driver named Dan.
Yep.
Obviously
Uber Dan.
Well, I was just explaining the Athens Goodwill store has a ton of Masters clothing if you want to go check that out one of these days. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Yeah. Get all the way out there to the...
DQ, Google that. See if they've got like an online shop.
That's not really how Goodwill works.
He's never been to one. He doesn't know.
Oh, I find it's that incredibly
just,
hypocritical.
You
got
to go to the Goodwill.
You.
He's never been to a Goodwill. He doesn't know. We got to get another megaphone. This is embarrassing, having to pass it back and forth like this.
We have to get our roster.
Hey, Derek, there's still nobody here. I'm going to turn the lights out. I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, it's a weekend. Go home early. You've earned it. You've earned it. Top dog. It's pretty good. All right. Scott in Fort Smith hoping that Cal can come up with a standard universal hog call.
I think there needs to be like a beginner, an intermediate, and then like, you know, I've had six bourbons hog call.
Six?
Yeah.
Teen.
Like Juracek was doing the six bourbon one. One hand jazz fingering, the other hand still. Yeah. You know, the intermediate is, you know, maybe the jazz fingers. The beginner's the, you know, the one that Chuck and I did.
Yeah. Again, not negative, snarky. Big difference. Big difference. 866-285-4005 to join us.
He points out Goodwill is filled with potential dead people's clothes.
We have someone on YouTube, Cannon, that is going disc golfing this weekend.
Yeah, Cannon. We know Cannon. Don't do that. It's time to grow up, Peter Pan. You're not playing disc golf. Go mow a yard. Do something good for humanity. Take those frisbees, chuck them in the river. All 61 of them.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
DQ, did the Globetrotters play the Washington Generals?
They did.
Oh, okay. Did they win?
DQ went deep diving on the Generals.
Oh, yeah?
Go ahead.
They've lost over 17,000 games.
Right. They've won their 3-0.
Losingest team to ever exist in any professional sport.
She has a great idea.
Time to fire the coach.
What? She has a great idea. I want to see a 30 for 30 on the Generals.
Yeah.
That would be interesting
to me. Who's played for them? We know who's played for the Globetrotters.
Here's a theory, and I have no idea if this is true. I've done no research on this whatsoever. I think the Generals might be their B team in case somebody gets hurt or something happens.
Oh, you mean it's a scam?
No. It's okay. The Generals aren't a real team. They are there to take the L, but I think that may be their B team. The folks that are coming up, like on their traveling team, the lesser known guys, and then. You know, they travel with the team. One of them could have been Globy.
There was a point in the early 2000s where the Globetrotters played like
straight up.
They played Michigan State and they lost.
Yeah,
and they weren't playing the Generals. They were playing like a real game.
Dan and Mount Itis is a 30 for 30 on the Generals would be amazing.
I'm done with documentaries after yesterday's experience, so I'm not doing that anymore.
All right. So before we go on the air today, Dr. Documentary over here. Who has seen every documentary that has no bearing on anyone's life whatsoever.
Yeah.
We had somebody just follow us on Twitter called Frank Abagnale.
Yeah,
I go, hey, Frank Abagnale.
I don't know who that is. I still don't know who that is.
You've watched the movie Catch Me If You Can.
I think, yes. Yeah.
Okay, the central character in that movie is Frank Abagnale.
Okay.
One of the greatest counterfeiters of all time.
I see.
The Leonardo DiCaprio character is Frank Abagnale.
I see.
He now works for the FBI and you know was very big in check fraud. Mm. But you have no idea who this person is.
Nope.
He was on,
we've distracted him, folks.
No. I have an amazing, oh my gosh, I got to hear this story. Jimmy Dykes just texted me.
Yeah?
He was offered to play for the Generals coming out of Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
I've got to hear this story.
Okay.
Jimmy, can we call you? This is amazing.
Yeah.
Apparently, he went to be a GA for Eddie Sutton instead.
Probably
the Generals.
Smart decision.
Oh, yeah. Man, could you imagine? I want some Washington Generals gear. Wouldn't that be great?
You could probably find it online. Oh, I found a Seattle Supersonics t-shirt, so you could probably find some Generals gear somewhere. Okay. Am I off the hook for not knowing Frank Abagnale now?
Yeah, since you've been distracted. You know what? Yes, since I've been
by
distracted
by a text from TV's Jimmy Dykes.
Yes, you are absolutely off the hook. DQ, call Jimmy. I have to hear the story.
Well, she can't get off the phone with whoever's on the phone.
Hang up on that person. Now.
What if it is Jimmy?
Yeah, it might be Jimmy. Unless it's Jimmy. Hang up on that person.
Look at you barking out orders like you're in charge of anything.
Hey, I just sent you Jimmy's number. Call him. I want to hear this Washington General story.
Who did you hang up on?
Right now?
Yes, right now.
Is he available?
Yes.
It's live radio, folks.
Yeah, I want to hear this story. Do you know anybody that was recruited by the Washington Generals?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
That. I've never heard of that.
Do they have Washington General alumni get-togethers that Jimmy gets to go to?
I don't know. Do they get paid, or do they, since they lose all the time, do they not get paid?
Oh,
how does that work?
I'm certain that they get paid.
How
win
much
or
of the
lose.
Gate do they get?
Yeah, well, I'm sure they get paid win or lose.
Oh, you think
but I've
so?
Got to. I've got to hear that. How? Because now I'm at some point. If you're a member of the Washington Generals, you got to be pissed. Be like, you know what? Let's beat these guys.
Oh, you think your pride takes over as a competitor?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
He is on the phone now. Jimmy, ESPN's Jimmy Dykes is with us here to talk about being recruited by the Washington Generals. Hi, Jimmy.
Guys, how are you?
How on earth did you turn down an opportunity to be a general?
You know what? So one of my main roles with Arkansas basketball as a player was I was the ball handling expert at summer camps and our pregame and our pre-practice routine. Like, I would lead all the ball handling drills. Like, I could throw the ball almost to the top of Barnhill Arena and as it comes down, like, catch it behind my back and just like crazy stuff like that. I couldn't play worth a darn, but I was really good at the ball handling stuff. And somehow Coach Sutton knew the head coach, the general manager, whatever, of that Globetrotters Washington Generals organization. I just remember Coach telling me after the season, my senior year, like, hey, they so-and-so from the Washington Generals would like to talk to you about coming on tour with them for a year if you don't want to stay here and be a graduate assistant with me. I remember talking to him, and it was intriguing. Like, I thought that would be a cool thing to do for a year, you know, just to travel the world with the Globetrotters.
Yeah.
Play the part of the guy that, you know, can't play and the whole bit. But I think my common sense weighed out and thought, well, wait a minute. You came to Arkansas to get into coaching and be underneath one of the all-time great coaches out there. Why would you run all these wind sprints and never get to play for 4 years just to go play for the Generals? So I at the end of the day, I made the right decision for me. It got me on the right path with basketball, and ultimately I wouldn't be where I am now with ESPN. I'm pretty sure if I'd started off playing for the Generals.
Yeah. Yeah, but Jimmy, think you could have been part of history. The three wins in Generals history.
I maybe could have made it four.
Right.
When you think back of what good a shape I was in and how, and I'm not one to just comply with, hey, you guys are going to lose tonight 104-64. Like, I probably would have fought that. I would have probably fought that a few times and said, no, not tonight, boys. We're going at these guys. We're not falling for the confetti and sticking the ball into the jersey. We know when that happens, we're taking these guys down. So you're right. That was a swing and a miss.
You would have played against Curly Neal and Meadowlark Lemon.
All those guys.
Yeah.
Meadowlark Lemon, all those guys. They were rolling back then. Like, I know
you've been on ABC every other weekend.
Yes. Like, that was – you carved out your calendar on Sundays after church at the Globetrotters. Were like, it was a big, big deal, but I want to get into coaching, and it's been a long time since on talk radio I've heard someone talk about the Washington Generals, so I had to let you know that I had an opportunity to be probably one of the all-time great Washington Generals if you just look at that organization. You can't name another guy, right?
You could be the GM of the Generals right now.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, well, God has a purpose in everything, you know? Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
We're getting a lot of questions here about your almost being a general, but they really want to know, Jimmy, why do you listen to this? You're better than this. We got like eight texts going. I know Jimmy lives in Springdale, but what is he doing?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm planting flowers in our backyard. My boss from ESPN is coming down next week to golf with me, so I got to at least make my yard look like that I try, because he thinks that I – like, he thinks I'm buttoned up in all areas of my life, so I got to make sure that my yard looks okay. And, yeah, other than that, just tweeting about Kentucky's basketball hire and Calipari and taking it all in like everybody else. It's been a great 3 or 4 days just to watch it all unfold.
Jason here says that you had tremendous upside but didn't reach into your untapped potential as a general. He's not mad. He's just disappointed.
There's no doubt. Like, I was, like, I could do some crazy things handling the ball. Like, coach would put me in the game, like, you know, the last 2 minutes when we were 20 points ahead, and his last instructions always to me were, don't shoot. But in terms of taking Alvin Robertson and Darryl Walker and Joe Klein, all those guys who ball handling drills, man, I led the charge in that stuff. I loved it. I ate it up. So I think that's what probably initiated the conversation between coach and the then president of the Washington Generals.
Okay. Could have been in their Ring of Honor.
Yeah. If they don't have a building, though.
Well, yeah. Right. Yeah, details.
They don't have rafters.
You know what?
I
could probably be in the Ring of Honor right now just because I almost played for him.
That's right. Yes.
Right.
That's what might have been. Oh.
Wow.
Well, we'll let you get back to the flower beds and everything, Jimmy. Thanks so much for checking in.
All right, guys. You're the best. See you.
All right. That's Jimmy Dykes from ESPN. Just happened to be listening while planting flowers. You know, Brett Good plants flowers. We have the greenest thumbs of anybody who has.
Brett's never
dozen
actually
children.
Admitted that they lived.
Well, I mean, that's true. I mean,
Jimmy's putting them in just because, you know, ESPN's coming in.
Well, you got the suits coming in. Right. You want to make the house look nice. I understand that. Yes.
That's wow, right. And almost Hall of Famer for the Washington. Look, if you played for the Washington Generals, 866-284-4005.
That's right. We'll get a reunion game going, you know?
Man.
Get an alumni game going. Oh, that was good. Mm. All right. It's almost 7 minutes
away. Ryan remembers the Jimmy Dykes days with the Generals. No one could bounce a pass like Jimmy Dykes with the Generals.
Well, he didn't play with them. He was close.
You know what? Sometimes
it was right there.
Your memory gets a little blurry here and there.
Wow. DQ, did they do the bucket stuff? Did they do all those gags?
Yeah, they did a bunch.
All right.
There was... My favorite part was when someone was getting up to go to the bathroom and one of the Globetrotters chased them up the stairs and brought him back down to his seat.
Sit there.
And then he started a few minutes later, the same guy got up to go to the bathroom again. And as soon as the Globetrotter saw him and started running toward him, this guy took off and started running up the stairs.
Fantastic.
See, Jimmy, you could have been out there chasing guys up the stairs.
This is why I don't want to sit on the aisle at anything, because they mess with
you. That would have been terrifying.
You know, they mess with you. I was on the aisle at that Christmas Carol in Theater Squared, and like Scrooge starts dancing right next to me at one point. I got very nervous that I was going to be involved in this somehow.
I guarantee you tonight, somebody at the dinner table is going to go, did you know Jimmy Dykes was almost a Washington General? That could be in your own personal, what did you learn today?
Right. See, we help the people out. That's what we do.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
So a long, long, long time ago, when someone was on the phone on a radio show, you had to put a beep in every few seconds so they knew that they were on the air.
Right.
It's like we have to do something like that with all these drops. We need to put some sort of indication so the audience, because you're deceiving the customer.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to complain to the feds or something about that. Well, you can play his stuff. That's fine. Yeah.
I have a low IQ.
Yeah, that can stand alone.
Yeah, that's a standalone statement.
That's right. Yes.
That's surprising.
Yes. I'm looking at Hutch's thing on tonight's game here on Best of Arkansas Sports about Rob Vaughn, not Ricky. Rob Vaughn is the head coach at Alabama. And this is a very odd
analogy. Now, remember, Rob Vaughn got this job because their real coach was betting on baseball and
Does
had to be fired.
What he's doing tonight?
Brad Bohannon?
Just out of curiosity.
I think he's selling TVs at, at Best Buy or something.
I meant on the line. I mean, I don't care what he's doing.
Oh, I don't know.
I just want to know what
you think he's still playing?
What does he think?
he's moved on to Churchill Downs, perhaps, or something like that. I don't know. No, he's probably
a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
He's probably at the dog track, let's be honest.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
Yes, it is.
Oh boy,
betting on high lie is even worse. So
I watched high lie the other day.
Did you wager on it?
No.
Why not?
It was being streamed.
Yeah,
I forget what it was being streamed on, but it was live high lie.
Live high lie.
I watched probably 30 minutes because I was just fascinated by high lie.
How about that?
Yeah,
good for you.
Again.
Here's what Rob Vaughn said about facing Hagan Smith tonight. Quote, if a wolf goes up against a buffalo one-on-one, it's going to get knocked off its feet and taken care of every single time. If we try to attack Hagan Smith on Friday the way we have these last four games, it's not going to go well. He's going to have some fun with our guys if we do that. Collectively, the way wolves hunt is they surround the buffalo. One grabs one leg, one grabs the other, one jumps on his back, and finally one guy up and grabs him by the throat and brings him down. That's how they hunt. That's how they survive. That's how they eat. That's how our offense has to work. End
quote. I don't think I understand baseball very much.
What?
Sounds like we need to get Hagan Smith a police detail if they're going to jump him. That's their plan of attack, is to attack the guy. I mean, come on. He's not even 21 yet. You can't be choosing violence
that,
today.
That right there is a Wile E. Coyote moment. Like, he was trying to make a point that they couldn't go right at him. I understand. But boy, then he got out off. I mean, he got ahead of his. He got out over his skis.
Yes, he did.
And he realized that he had fallen off the cliff, and he was just waiting.
And he just kept going.
And he kept going.
He doubled down
to finally end with, "That's how we eat."
You know what? Give him credit. I mean, he was committed to it.
He committed to the bit. Yes.
He saw that thing all the way to the end.
I would love to hear the silence in the room after.
I'd love to hear this too. Yeah, me
and
too.
And then somebody go, "What?"
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't get all that. Can you do that again?
Yeah. So we may see that tonight where someone jumps on Hagan Smith's leg, someone grabs the other leg, someone jumps on his back, and then someone grabs him by the throat. That's how Alabama's going to take care of it.
Huh.
Okay, well, that's an interesting approach.
I mean, damn it!
I wish you well in your quest, sir.
Yeah, that's... it seems a lot.
5:30 tonight for some of you on the radio and on the Hit That Line Now app for that. Now,
will they creep up on him? Like guys coming down by the tarp?
Yeah, right.
You know, like real silent crowd starts.
It's going to be very difficult to pitch if he has to be worried about being jumped at every second that he's on the mound. Yeah. So this is not the worst plan of attack. No one else can stop him. Maybe this is the way to do it.
This is how you do it.
They're choosing violence tonight at Sewell Thomas.
Okay.
Now, staying in the state of Alabama, if we may, Dateline Birmingham.
Yodley.
Thank you. Two dancers at Sammy's are suing their former employer over an alleged socialist tip-sharing system.
Uh-oh.
This is at Sammy's in Birmingham, featuring, as they say on the sign, the finest showgirls in the South. And
are you telling me that the strip club owners are a dishonest lot?
That's not been my experience, no. But the lawsuit claims in Northern District of Alabama that club owners force a socialist economic system on the dancers, mandating they subsidize their coworkers. During their time being employed by the defendants, plaintiffs were denied minimum wage payments and denied overtime as part of the defendant's scheme to classify plaintiffs and other dancers as, quote, independent contractors. They're citing the Department of Labor, saying this is a scheme meant to cut costs and avoid compliance with labor laws. The dancers won $100,000 from Sammy's Gentlemen's Club in Birmingham.
How many plaintiffs are there?
Two.
There are two plaintiffs.
Two women,
and
yes.
They are filing a lawsuit, a joint lawsuit together for $100,000, which they are then going to split, which is exactly what the club is doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Elf.
Yeah.
Think of the taxes. You're only getting like 20 grand
right,
of that.
Right.
Now, Sammy's is located near Legion Field. And the only reason I know this is because in 1992, the retired Rube, when we were in Birmingham,
I don't
for
like
the,
where this is going already, but
when we were in Birmingham for the SEC tournament, he decided to either get lost or go on a driving tour of Birmingham in the daytime. I don't know which one it was, but we end up by Legion Field.
Okay,
and then we like turn around and we're like leaving a parking lot or something, trying to get back on the road, and there it is,
Sammy's,
featuring the finest showgirls in the South. I'll never forget it. It was 32 years ago. I'll never forget it.
So let me see if I just so that I understand this correctly, your father took you to a strip club
in the daytime. Well, all of us, the whole family was in the van.
He took your entire family to a strip club.
We think he got lost. We're not quite sure.
Ugh.
I just know that we were there and in the daytime turning around in the parking lot. No one was at Legion Field. It was March. Because we were there for the SEC tournament, which later that day we watched Shaquille O'Neal get thrown out of a basketball camp for...
But he had to go to the strip clubs first.
For tackling Carlos Groves. What?
But he had to go to the strip club first.
It wasn't open. It was in the daytime.
Well, maybe it was. You don't know.
I don't remember that part. We didn't go in, obviously. I was 9 when this happened.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I remember the sign, Sammy's. Finest showgirls in the South.
Bottom. So whether you're trying to win a bass tournament or... you're just trying to get a bunch of white bass strippers. The stripers, excuse me.
He's ours.
Oh, well.
Wow.
They call this an illegal tipping pool in the paperwork. They have to share their tips amongst the club's staff as part of a, quote, illegal tipping pool.
But they're independent contractors.
Right.
I don't think that works that way.
Well, that's what they're claiming.
Well, no, I'm on the side of the strippers. I'm always on the side of the strippers.
I think a lot of places do that.
Yeah, that seems to be illegal.
This could be one of those cases that is cited as a precedent.
I can't
if
wait.
They win.
They're going to set the precedent?
I cannot wait for the Supreme Court to take this
Well,
on.
Your Honor, as we learned in Dancers versus Sammies, this is not a legal practice to... It's in one of those big books that's on the wall, you know?
Also citing Johnson versus Magic City.
That's right.
In 2018.
You know, Your Honor, as you'll remember in the case Cinnamon versus Sammy's, this was proven to be an illegal practice.
You know, real name, a.k.a. Cinnamon. That's, you know.
DBA, right, doing business as Cinnamon.
It's plaintiff number one, a.k.a. Cinnamon.
Wow. Rule number one in life, folks, don't make your name your vocation. That's rule number one, isn't it? Rule number one. Don't make your name your vocation.
I sand off the edges on that, but yes.
If your name is Jeeves, you're going to be a butler. Don't be named Jeeves.
But when you're naming your kid, don't give them a profession.
Right, exactly. Right.
Don't name your kid Gilligan.
That's right. No. Are they making Gilligans anymore?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
That ruined that name.
I'm just saying you don't do that.
A lot of names have been ruined by people, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gilligan.
Yeah.
There's been a few.
A couple here, that's there. Right. Yeah.
Names we don't get anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. No, I
think
know.
Of a few.
Yes. All right. Okay.
Not a lot of Benito. Well, there may be some Benitos running around.
Yeah, Benito Santiago.
That's right. Of course. Yeah, that's right.
You know, there's only one way out of this, right?
What is that?
There's only one place for the New York Knicks.
Who do the Knicks play tonight?
Well, they played the Celtics last night. One.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with the Celtics? Oh, man.
No, it's what's right with the Knicks.
Limping into the playoffs.
It's what is right with the Knicks.
Limping into the playoffs. Kevin and Harrison points out we aren't making a lot of Orenthals anymore.
No.
That's
no,
one.
No.
Do you know, by the way, this is sort of similar to Alabama, but not really. I saw this in the paper or somewhere today. Do you know where the Bronco is currently?
Las Vegas.
No.
It was in a like a casino lobby.
Since 2016, the Bronco
is in a automobile museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. That's right. I saw it today.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. Boy, that, Pigeon Forge. That's got to be a big attraction, right?
Well, come Pigeon see, Forge, there's a couple of things in Pigeon
They're
Forge.
They're like the Branson of
Tennessee. There's Dollywood's there.
This might, the Titanic.
And again, I don't have a marketing degree, but I've done some marketing in my time.
Yeah.
If I don't know where the Bronco is, your marketing department is not doing your job.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, if it's in Pigeon, that's on the east side of Tennessee.
Yeah, it's in the
right?
mountains. Yeah.
Up near Dollywood or something, up that way.
Yeah.
Oh,
the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah.
What a journey that vehicle's had, man. The most seen car maybe in the history of America, because you got, 90 million people were watching that car chase.
Yeah, I was one of them.
And that's just like televisions, like, and not many people were alone watching that. There are probably 10 people, 5 people in the room. So you got to say there's at least more than that.
I know we can't do this, but I would love to start polling some of the people that were hanging out on the overpasses cheering. I'd really like to go back and talk.
Running down the street.
Yeah, I'd really like to go back and talk to a couple of those people. Man, what
this is the 30th anniversary this June of the Bronco chase.
It is. It's a day before my mom's birthday.
June 17th, 1994. But yeah, that is in Pigeon Forge. So if you're ever in Pigeon Forge,
I want to go see the Bronco.
It's right there. You can check it out.
Check it out.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Didn't they split screen the chase with a baseball game? No, it was a basketball game.
It was game 5 of the NBA Finals. Yep. The Knicks Rockets from Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
And, of course, the famous story Bob Costas tells is that OJ was calling 30 Rockefeller Plaza, the studio, to try and talk to Bob Costas. But Bob wasn't in the studio. They were doing the anchoring from the garden. So he was at the garden. He wasn't at 30 Rock. And some like janitor picked up the phone and was like, "This is who? OJ?" Yeah, right. He hung up the phone.
Thanks, pal.
But OJ called NBC during the middle of that, and they couldn't get him on the air because they weren't in the studio. That story Bob Costas tells. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's a good story.
Who can believe Bob Costas?
It's a good story. It's a good story anyway.
Here's a text. If you watch the Bronco Chase live, please schedule your colonoscopy. You know what? That's not funny.
It's a good point.
That's not funny. Shut up. Take a lap.
Yeah. Weird, wild stuff. That was the time. But yeah, that's where the Bronco is.
I didn't know that. I
didn't either.
I heard it was in in Vegas.
Yeah, I guess it was, and now it's in Pigeon Forge.
Okay. I may be scheduling a trip.
I don't know what
Forge
else this museum has, but that's a pretty big centerpiece right there. You know, the white Bronco, which was Al Cowling's car. It wasn't even OJ's, right?
Well,
it was identical to OJ's car.
Was it AC's?
I think so.
Did we lose Al yet?
Maybe. He was definitely not in the OJ Made in America film.
No.
He was not in that.
No. No, he's still, Al's still hanging on.
Goldman's dad is still alive.
Yeah.
Fred.
Yep.
He's still alive. Don't think he'll be sending flowers to the gravesite.
No. Apparently, according to Page 6, OJ ran a bunch of cash-only businesses to avoid paying all this stuff. So
yeah, he's a scumbag.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's a creep.
Yeah. So
yeah, ringside seats.
I was reading that today, and normally I would probably be horrified and shocked, but I'm like, no, this is on brand.
Well, that tracks. Yeah.
This all tracks.
Yeah. All right. It was nice to see the Heisman Trust honor him the other day.
What on earth are y'all doing?
That was a bold strategy.
Yeah, that was something.
You know, this is why I'm not a Heisman voter. Is crappy behavior like that. That and they won't give me a vote.
Right.
But mainly, it's a principle thing.
So you're taking a stand.
That's right. I'm standing on principle here. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. All right. Well, on that note, we'll have more for you coming up here, 866-285-4005. Here's a text that claims that the gentlemen's clubs are about to go away. This is going to turn into a class action. If you have danced and been had to give up most of your tips, you may be entitled to compensation.
Okay.
That'd be something, right? Whole industry goes down.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. That
unbelievable.
Boy, some of y'all wouldn't have anything to do.
What would you do? What would you do? Austin from Scott County. Hagen is a big boy. They better pack a lunch.
Okay.
Talking about the wolf attack that they're planning.
I don't think they're going to attack him, but I think he was being.
That's what he said.
I think it was a metaphor.
Oh, that was a metaphor?
Yeah, it was a metaphor.
It wasn't a simile. It was a metaphor.
It was a metaphor.
Okay.
I think it was a metaphor. I feel like he'll be safe tonight. It'll be fine.
Okay. 6 o'clock first pitch, oh, yeah. SEC Plus, and on many of these fine stations you're listening
to now. I could
use
a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
That guy was in Alabama, too.
Yeah, he was.
Beecham County.
Yeah.
That's right.
Down in Wazoo, Ma.
That's right, yeah. at the Sack of Suds. Yep. All right.
Tyler.
Yes.
Very excited that he's now going to get his tips back.
Congratulations.
All right. And on that note.
Well, that's pretty good. All right. Oh, speaking of harming people, Smack Daddy. Wait, you mean Brandon Miller plays on the baseball team?
Hey, listen.
They don't forget, do they?
No, they don't.
They don't forget.
Never forgets.
All right. That was a good note to end on right there. That's pretty good.
Yep.
Solid
Lance,
effort.
Lance with a great question. Now, I would like to serve on this jury because I would like to, we take a field trip to look out, to look at the working conditions.
Right. Yes.
Maybe a day trip.
You'd like to be the rural juror?
I would, rural juror.
The rural juror.
Excuse me, Judge. I think we're going to have to go to the club to check out the, during working hours, of course. To see the to
jury
see
will now proceed yeah. to Sammy's for further deliberation.
Shows up in a school bus. Right. 12 people get off, a couple women with the purses.
That's right.
All right, we're going to the strip club. All right, here we go. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's the only way to really get a full. Now, I mean, this might be a bench trial. It might not be a. Well, we don't even know if it's going to trial.
Oh, you got to have a jury for this. This
you want a jury I trial a, and I for would this
like,
lawsuit?
Yeah, you know what? I'd like to volunteer for this if you don't mind. I really don't care.
I tell you what, whoever's the people at Sammy's, they need something like this thrown into Sebastian County where one of our judges could get
yeah,
this case.
Right, then we got it.
If they could get this case, they're in good shape there.
Oh, God. Here it comes. All rise.
Of course.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.